Good afternoon, Cell Group. And once again, we're looking at John's Gospel from last Sunday, chapter 15, verses 1 to 8. And this is from the what's called the final, the farewell discourse of Jesus. You can imagine the scene in John's Gospel. They're gathered around the table of the Last Supper. And Jesus is basically saying farewell, but giving his listeners an indication of how they can be present to him. He's going to leave them, but yet they can be present to him. To use John's expression, they can abide in him. It's interesting from a few angles before we get into the actual text. I can't speak today. Before we get into the text, it's a bit like Moses departing and addressing the people of Israel. And great leaders have moments like this where they would address their followers, their children, their disciples, or the entire nation before their death or departure to give them final instructions that'll help them after the leader has gone. So this is Jesus' final farewell discourse. So looking at the actual text then, we have one of those I am statements. We had I am the good shepherd last week. I am the gate of the sheepfold. And there's about seven or eight I am statements in John's Gospel. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the bread of life. And this echoes the name of God from Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. I am who am. Now moving on then, the second verse talks about the language of horticulture, the vine, pruning the vine, cutting back in order to stimulate even greater fruitfulness. Gardeners among you will be familiar with pruning. It may seem savage, but it makes the fruit tree much more productive. It makes the rose bush bloom more fruitfully, etc. So even the seminary I went to had a coat of arms, which I'll never forget, in Latin, recitia vigitior assurgit, cut back, it blooms even more vigorously. So that's the idea behind the vine grower pruning the vine. And the word is what prunes us. It's the word of God, the discipline of living the way God wants us to live. It's the carrying of the cross, that whole image of suffering that must be carried like that. I hope this is working. We're still working, yeah. So, looking again at the text, you are pruned already by means of the word that I have spoken to you. Make your home in me as I make mine in you. Some translations have abide in me, which is a lovely word for it. Abide in me. And being with Christ. Somebody said that we follow not just a dogma, but we follow a person. We love not just the dogma, the church, the truths, the creeds, but we love the person of Jesus. And that's what connects us to the vine. He is the vine. And through Christ, we're connected to each other. That word abide has great frequency in John's Gospel. A spiritual intimacy between Jesus and the believer. Verse 5 has that image of remaining part of the vine. And again, we all know that if a branch is broken off from the vine, it'll start to wither. And this is said two ways in that verse, positively and negatively. Whoever remains bears much fruit, cut off, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is like a branch that has been thrown away. He withers. These branches are collected and thrown on the fire. That's the consequences of being cut off. And that's judgment at the end been referred to there. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask what you will and you shall get it. This theme is repeated in the synoptics. Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened to you. But successful prayer is what comes from abiding in Christ, being part of Christ and seeing ourselves as part of Christ and living in Christ. And if we do abide in Christ, then what we desire will be whatever it is the risen Christ wants to give us. This very last verse in the extract, verse 8, is interesting. It's to the glory of my Father that you should bear much fruit. So there's a bit of revelation there that the living of a Christian life shows the nature of God. It's the glory of God. That's one of the big functions of Jesus in John's Gospel, is show the glory, the power of God. And that's what he did. He revealed that in his own life. And as followers of Christ, he wants us to reveal that same glory of God. And when you think of it, a good Christian is a source of joy and gives glory to God. Equally, somebody who's a disgrace makes your heart drop and you're embarrassed and ashamed. But that happens. It shouldn't happen, but it does. God's true identity is revealed in the ministry of Jesus, and it's also revealed in the lives of faithful Christians. So then, some questions for consideration. In a relationship, connectedness is important, and I think over the past year, we've all recognised that with the lack of connectedness in our friendships and our society, and even this cell group, we're meeting on Zoom. Relationships can't be taken for granted and need time and care to be life-giving. What does your experience tell you of the truth of this in your relationships with God, with your friends, with your family, with communities or groups to which you belong? And the second one, every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear even more fruit. In what ways do you see that you've been pruned by the experiences of life or by the word of God to be a more fruitful person? Perhaps you've experienced the need for pruning in significant relationships in your life. So we'll finish with a prayer. O God, you graft us onto Christ, the true vine, and with tireless care, you nurture our growth in knowledge and reverence. Tend the vineyard of your church, that in Christ each branch may bring forth, to the glory of your name, abundant fruits of faith and love. Grant us through Jesus Christ the resurrection and the life, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. And just a wee hope that the abundant life that you have experienced in this group may be experienced by many more people who could join a cell group. May God bless all the work you've done, all the words you share with each other. God bless.